اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. And at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Today, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. Brother Muhammad, at your service.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We talked about various aspects of the music of the Quran and how it's a miracle. For example, we said that we talked about the internal music and also the external music. The internal music was how just by listening to the verses of the Quran and not even understanding the meaning and the translation, you still enjoy it. There is something in it that is very enjoyable to listen to.
You're impressed.
We're impressed by it, exactly. And for example, we have the sound of the letters, the music, the rhyme, the rhythm, and all of these aspects make the Quran a miracle in terms of its music. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a miraculous music and a musical miracle in the Quran.
Yes. And how about external music?
External music has mostly to do with maqamat, really. The music that you can actually, to hear the melody. Okay, so when we talk about the different maqamat, bayati, rast, saba, sika, and hawand, kurd, jiharka, and all the other maqams, these could be considered the external music of the Quran, which is inseparable actually from the internal music. If you recite the Quran with a good voice, you're adding to the beauty of the already existing internal music. And that is why the Prophet has said, حَسِّنُوا الْقُرْآنَ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ.
Beautify.
Beautify the Qur'an with your voices. Mm-hmm. Because, and then the narration continues saying that everything has a beauty, and the beauty of the Qur'an is a good voice. That is recited, Qur'an, when it is recited with a good voice. So these were the internal music and the external music of the Qur'an. Of course, we talked about a lot of aspects of the internal music. And for example, we said how there is a direct relationship between the sound of the letters and the meaning of the word that you know,
that is to be conveyed.
Yeah. For example, we have this verse from Surah At-Tawbah, verse 38. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ أَنْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثَاقَلْتُمْ. ثَاقَلْتُمْ means to put your weight on the ground and walk lazily and reluctantly. And the word ثَاقَلْتُمْ has this, you know, this slow pronunciation and sticking to the ground in it due to the fa, which has tashdeed. Fa is a weak fricative.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets to tashdeed, it's lengthened a little bit.
It shows weight somehow.
The weight, yeah. Thiq means weight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it means to, you know, put your weight on the ground and you're walking like you're dragging yourself on the ground. It's about when Allah commands people to strive in His way, in the way of Allah.
You're forced to walk, actually.
Why do you lazily walk on the ground when Allah makes such a command? Why
lazily?
So this is how the word, the letters of this word, and the word, the pronunciation of the word, signifies the meaning as well.
Thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. We'll be right back after a short break. Stay tuned. Now in the second part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 1 to 3 of Surah Al-Hujurat, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم يا صوت النبي لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر لبعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم لهم مغفرة وأجر أجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 1 to 3 of Surah Al-Hujurat, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laysi. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It was very good that we listened to a recitation from the very beginning, because we can learn exactly how we should start a recitation. For example, when you are reciting the Quran in front of a live audience, you should begin with a very low register and try to, you know, make the audience ready to listen to the continuation of a recitation. So you have to start with a low pitch. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. For example, this is my lowest pitch. Of course, you could start a little higher. For example, you could say, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It's up to you to choose which pitch you want to use at the beginning of your recitation.
However, it is preferred to be low.
It should be in such a way that you yourself, you are not bothered and your voice is not, you are not putting too much pressure on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And your voice, you are relaxed.
Okay.
You should not try to recite the Quran with a forced voice. And you're going to do damage to your voice if you do that. So it depends. If you can start a little higher, it's okay.
Your voice should not be artificial, actually.
Well, that's another issue of being natural or artificial. Because some people, they change their voice totally. You shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't try to make your voice sound deeper in an unnatural way. You should use your own voice.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Now let's talk about the rules of tajweed. We have ya ayyuhalladhina. We have the first matul munfasil in this recitation.
Disjunct mat.
The disjunct, disconnected, lengthening. And Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi, he does qasr of matul munfasil. Qasr means to lengthen matul munfasil to the minimum number of vowel counts.
That is two.
Which is two vowel counts. And you have to observe this rule throughout your recitation. If you want to do qasr, you have to lengthen all of the matul munfasils that exist in your recitation. For example, we have ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday illahi wa rasulih in the first verse. And in the second verse, we have another يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم ترفعوا أصواتكم. This is another مد المنفصل. So as you can see, as you notice, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi lengthened all of them to two vowel counts.
To observe the little consistency.
Yes, that's right. And in the second verse, we had many rules of tajweed. ترفعوا. We have تفخيم of Ra, since it's preceded by a letter with a fatha. It's saken and preceded
thickly
by a letter with a fatha.
It should be pronounced thickly.
Thickly, exactly. Aswatakum. A, we pronounce the fatha with tarqiq.
Thinness.
And the sod with tafkhim or thickness. Aswatakum. If you say that's incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure that the hamza is pronounced with tarqiq, because hamza is a letter of istifal, the opposite of isti'la. And sad is a letter of isti'la, which necessitates tafkhim. We have seven letters of isti'la, which all of them have to be pronounced with tafkhim.
Thickness.
Okay. So we have sad, we have lad, we have ta, wa, ghain, kha, and qaf. These are the seven letters of isti'la.
The root of the tongue raised.
Yeah, we have to raise the root of the tongue. And
as well as the body, actually.
Yes, for some of them, for four of them.
Yeah.
Because they have itabaq. Oh, mm-hmm. Sad, lad, ta, and wa, they have itabaq as well, which increases the intensity of the tafkhim. And we have other letters of isti'la. Fawqa. Fawqa. The qaf has tafkhim. Sawti. Sa. The sad has tafkhim again.
Both at the second level.
Yeah.
At the second highest level, actually.
Both of them at the second highest level, exactly, because they have a fatha.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق